welcome to Lawyers Who Lead, a podcast that challenges the notion that the law lags behind. I'm your host, Sigal Barnes. Each week, I invite a lawyer who's making powerful changes through extraordinary leadership. In each episode, we'll travel through another lawyer's life, identify what they do best, and then devise how to apply these concepts to your own world. So let's get to it. Welcome to Lawyers Who Lead. I'm your host, Sigal Barnes. This week, Lawyers Who Lead is podcasting from NALP's 2024 Annual Education Conference in Boston, Massachusetts. While we'll be returning to our regular episode format next week, I'm sure you'll find great value in the rich content of these interviews. So, without further ado, let's welcome Matthew Galando, Director of Professional Development at K&L Gates. Although not a lawyer, Matt plays a key role in developing law firm learning and development strategies for both local and global training programs on topics like business development, technology, and legal training. He was also instrumental in launching the K&L Gates Hub, an award-winning digital platform that offers insights on crucial business and legal intersections. He also leads the creation of cross-practice, multi-stage experiential programs that enhance associate skills and foster connections within the firm. Let's hear his journey, recorded live at the conference right now. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
How's the conference going so far?
It's been terrific. All of the sessions that I've attended have been spot on. The seamless nature of all of this, as we were talking about, has been just incredible. The exhibit hall is fantastic. Just the networking and the community around these conferences is really energizing.
Tell me a little bit about how you got to where your role is today.
Oh, man. So I have spent my whole career at K&L Gates. Next month will be 22 years that I've been at the firm, but it's actually longer if you count a summer that I did between my junior and senior year of college. I did a summer and then I came back and I was hired on full time shortly after I graduated. And the evolution has been, it's been really fun. Bumps in the road along the way, as always. No job is ever perfect, but in 22 years, on balance, it has been really good. I have been able to evolve my career to, I hope, make really meaningful contributions to not only our lawyers, but also to our allied professionals and our administrative teams. And in tandem, grow my career, implement new programming and new initiatives, and just really, really make an impact on a firm that has evolved so much in the last 22 years. I often think about how my own career has evolved in tandem with the firm. You know, I have grown, the firm has grown exponentially in the time that I have been there. It's just been really terrific, and I am very happy to work at K&L.
And it actually speaks volumes to the firm that it's able to retain employees for that long of a time. Can you tell me a little bit about why you think that is? You speak a little bit about your ability to grow with the firm. What is it about the firm, as well as what are some things you can share about yourself or someone else that's really looking to plant roots somewhere?
For me, it has always been the people that I have had the good fortune to work with. From a micro level on the professional development team and on the legal talent teams, but especially now, our firm leadership, they're exceptional. They're not only visionary in their thought, but they are terrific people. I see a lot of compassion around our leadership, my fellow directors, our chiefs, and our management committee at the practice levels, at the office levels. That's one of the reasons why it's so easy to stay. And it's also one of the reasons why we're able to do a lot of the programming that we do and implement the initiatives that we do. Because I have the support of my chief people officer who says, give me an idea and let's run with it. Our chief officers, they're always looking for new ways of programming, of innovative initiatives, and we all get to be a part of that. They want our thoughts. Huge on growth mindset. We talk a lot about growth mindset and the yes and mentality. I cannot tell you the last time I ever heard a no, that's not going to work here. But I really try to emulate that with my team as well and everybody else I work with, because it really has been a top-down leadership approach. And that is so valuable to me that I feel that support. And in turn, I try to bring that to my team and really try to say yes and whenever I can.
Talk to me about maybe an initiative or two that you're doing. I'd love to hear what you're doing at the firm.
We're actually in the second year of our new partner learning series. And one of our big programs is actually coming up in 2 weeks at our annual partners retreat. It's an annual program for all of our newly promoted partners and our lateral partners, both income and equity. Monthly programming on various topics, everything ranging from who's who at the firm to business development, the financial structures, legal operations and project management, how to manage and delegate as a partner, leadership at the partnership level, and what that all looks like. A highlight of that is coming up at our partners retreat in 2 weeks, where we'll bring all of our new partners together for our leadership college, which is a full day of programming and engagement activities for all of the new partners. And it's also a really good way to introduce our new partners to the partners retreat before 700 of their closest friends descend on the retreat the next day. On the associate side, we are continuing to evolve our leadership programming for associates too. A couple of years ago, we launched an associate leadership development curriculum that was competency based, and we aligned leadership competencies with our associate competencies. And we had programming that was level specific, so junior, mid-level, senior in each of our competency areas. That program has evolved, and we are now implementing cohort-based programming, mostly at the senior associate level right now, and they're actually just beginning a six-month process of a leadership program that will go through various facets of leadership. So leading self, leading others, managing change, things like that. And every month, the sessions will focus on that particular topic, and then they'll work in small groups to ultimately design a capstone project that they will present to firm leadership in about 6 months.
Okay. And is this something that you created? Is this your brainchild? How does this all come together?
So the brainchild was ours, but I should also say, one of the benefits of coming to conferences and talking to other people is hearing their great ideas and getting nuggets. So I want to give kudos to a lot of other people and a lot of other firms that I have talked to that have really helped us to develop our initiatives, because we take what we think will work for us, because we know not everything works for everyone
for sure
in every firm, but we take what we think will work for us and customize it. So we take the best of everything that we're hearing and we make it K&L. So Brainchild was ours with the help of a lot of other people, a lot of other great thought leaders. But we are working with an outside organization on the programming to implement some of the programming, and they're helping us to run each of the sessions. It's been really terrific.
It really shows the importance of listening. Not only does your firm internally on all levels listen to each other and really take that into consideration, but also the firm is investing in the presence at these conferences to ensure that you're listening to other people in the industry to create the best experience for your firm.
I'm incredible. Thankful for that we're able to come and participate in conferences like NALP, like PDC, be a part of these communities that really support each other, and they support our own growth and development, so we can in turn help our lawyers and our allied professionals be the best that they can be.
100%. I do also know that you're speaking at this conference. Can you give us a little sneak peek as to what you'll be talking about tomorrow?
Sure. So I am sitting on a panel with John Kropp of Flourish Wellbeing and Nakia Humphreys of Gunderson. And the title of our session is Full Rooms, Full Zooms, How to Get Your Programs the Attendance They Deserve. We put so much time and effort into designing programs, whether it is a practice-specific CLE program, whether it is like our leadership development programs like I was just talking about. Everybody is pulled in so many directions, and the attention to email and reminders is, it's really challenging sometimes.
Yeah.
So we are going to provide some simple, really low effort, but high return ways to entice people to come to your programs and to participate in your initiatives. It's really about generating the excitement for the programs, getting others to evangelize for you and to bring to maybe bring their colleagues with them to the program, and also how to close the gap between registrations and attendance, because we also see a big drop off there. And I get it. There's a lot of conflicts, things come up, but we plan and we put a lot of effort, and the firm invests a lot in our programming as well. So we want to make sure that we are maximizing that investment, and we're seeing good attendance at our programs too.
I like that tip of evangelism, whether that's a partner that's like really wanting to mentor or sponsor someone on their team and is like, let's do this together. This is going to be really helpful. Or, you know, just having your friends or other people that you work with going together. It's powerful. Yeah. It's more powerful than we think. It's just getting other people to do a little bit of that messaging for you, because it's one thing when it comes from the person that's creating the program, and it's another when other people are seeing that value as well.
When we have the champions, and it could be a fellow associate, it could be the practice leader.
Yeah.
As an example, this new leadership development program, we work directly with our practice leaders and mm-hmm. our office managing partners, and they were the ones that supported and championed each associate that was selected for the program. So, you know, talk about sponsorship and championing and gaining buy-in. I hope it will be a really good example of that.
So based on all of this, what would you say leadership in law and leadership in professional development means to you, if they're different?
I think it's a couple of things. One, it's being a trusted advisor to the lawyers and allied professionals and the senior leadership that we work with. But it's also being a thought partner for them, too. And I think they're similar, but there are a lot of differences, too. Being the ideator, being the creative voice, and I actually rely on some of my team members for that,
yeah,
because that is not something that comes naturally to me. It's not one of my strengths, mm-hmm. as we talk a lot mm-hmm. about. But being that thought partner for them and helping to design and create new programs and new initiatives that will make the most impact, but also supporting our teams. To me, that is essential. And I have learned that through those that have supported me and through those that have sponsored me. I have had some really terrific sponsors. The people that speak your name when you're not in the room, that put you up for the jobs, put you up for the promotions, those types of things. And I owe my career to some of these people. I really do. And so my point is, I really try to emulate that with my team and really help them to cultivate their skills and their leadership capability.
Thank you so much for being on the show. If anyone wanted to reach out and connect with you, what's the best way they can do that?
Sure. You can find me on LinkedIn, of course, and I'm at KNL Gates. My email has been the same for a long, long time, matthew.galando@klgates.com.
Thank you so much again for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, leaders and future leaders, for listening today. We have a new guest every week, so don't forget to join us next week. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe or follow us anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts. You can also follow @lawyerswholead on social. Let's celebrate and continue to build a community of leaders in law together. Lawyers Who Lead is made possible by Lawline, the leading online platform for lawyers who want engaging, relevant CLE and professional growth content. For over 20 years, Lawline has helped hundreds of thousands of attorneys level up by providing award-winning courses in hard-to-find areas and high-demand fields. They have so many courses to choose from that are actually really interesting to listen to and watch. That's why Lawline's rated the highest in the industry, with almost 5 stars and over 1,000 verified reviews on Trustpilot. Lawyers Who Lead listeners get $100 off Lawline's unlimited annual subscription, which means you can take as many courses as you want for a really good price. Just visit lawline.com/podcast to get the special offer. Check out Lawline for the best content for leaders and future leaders in legal.